I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580. It's the 13th day of January. This morning, I made a trip north to Woodstock, Illinois. It's about 3 hours due straight north of Champaign-Urbana, straight up Route 47, really near the Wisconsin border. A couple of items to discuss on the way up that I saw. Range in gasoline prices from $1.68. to about $2.16. I think I saw that $1.68 in Mazan, Illinois. One other item there, this for the folks that are thinking that they need to get out and put maybe a little dry fertilizer on. I saw a big A buggy pull out at 6:30 a.m. this morning going off, I know, to frozen ground. Probably not in your best interest because you want to make sure that that stays right where it should be in. It might not be the greatest thing to go ahead and put that on frozen ground. Now, because I'm in Woodstock, I don't actually have access at least to the numbers as they're trading at this moment, so we won't bother with those. We do have yesterday's USDA report figures with this. The carry out now for corn stands at 1.802 billion bushels, and the average trade range was within that area as well. Soybeans at 440 million. That's down 25 million from the previous. And wheat at 941 is up just a bit, around 30 million in fact. So corn carryout up 17, soybeans down 25, and wheat up 30 yesterday. Average cash grain price for the marketing year, this is for the current crop, for corn at $3.60 on the midpoint for corn. Soybeans at $8.80, and wheat remained exactly the same at $5. One of the people that we have talked to in the past but hasn't been on our air in a very long time is here at Woodstock at the Land Connection, and this is done with the University of Illinois Transitioning to Organic Grains Conference. We'll be covering this in depth during the closing market report this afternoon. The idea that maybe a few folks might want to move some of their production into organic production is Wyatt Muse, and he's with Clarkson Grain. Are you located in Cerro Gordo, Illinois? Not very far from Champaign, so it was a long trip for you too.
Yes, Todd. We're about 40 miles southwest of Champaign, just outside of Decatur. Operate elevators at Mattoon, a couple near Cerro Gordo, as well as Beardstown, Illinois, on the Illinois River.
You also keep track pretty closely of what's been happening in the marketplace because the organic grains that you purchase and sell all happen to move off of what's happening in Chicago at the CME Group.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting the diversity in production that we're seeing and the interest from consumers to pay up premiums for something that's grown a certain way or carries a certain label. So there's certainly a marketing opportunity for farmers and producers that are willing to put in that work to supply those crops. And we work with everything from commodity corn, soy, and wheat, going into the processor market, into non-GMO, as well as certified organic food crops.
It looked like, and I have only been here about 20 minutes or so at this point, but a really nice crowd for this conference this morning, something between 45 and 60. Is 80 was the number that's in this room?
Yeah, it sounded like last count I got yesterday, there were maybe 75 registrants and then, you know, some exhibitors here as well. So really nice turnout. We held one about a year ago at Champaign County Farm Bureau and had a wonderful turnout there, filled the conference room. And so it's kind of nice to be in a different geography and not have such a far drive for some folks that may be interested in this part of the world.
So what is it that makes organic grains a little different and causes them to create a premium in the marketplace, and how much of a premium? And then, well, this afternoon we'll take up how much work that is actually to get.
Yeah, that's right. There's certainly some production hurdles to it, and there's some things that you can't just go out and plant and spray and harvest. There's definitely some more work and management that goes into it, but the marketplace is rewarding people who are willing to put in that work. The USDA publishes prices on a weekly basis through their market news based out of Des Moines, and so that is public information. But roughly, organic corns trade in the $10 to $12 a bushel range. Soybeans 21 or so, and that's down from 28 to 30 this past year. Organic wheat's trading, call it $8 to $10, depending on your area. So there is a substantial price premium being paid, and that's mainly being driven by what consumers are asking for at the retail level. So it's kind of a trickle-down effect where consumers are paying premiums at the grocery stores and restaurants, and then these retailers are ordering it through processors and wholesalers, and those prices work back to the farm gate.
Do the prices fluctuate very much with what's happening in Chicago?
You know, it's interesting. We've attempted to tie pricing to the Board of Trade a number of times, and you have to have agreement from both the farmer and the end user to make that work. And if you think about the elasticity and how things do move, you know, corn is half the price that it was 2 years ago, whereas organic corn is definitely down. We saw organic corn trading up in the $15 a bushel range when conventional corn was in the $7 range. So, you know, just above double. Today, with commodity values lower, the organic premium is higher than it was then. We're roughly triple. So we always say 2 to 3 times we'll pretty well cover that. But just because the futures market is up or down a dime certainly does not have impact on the organic market. One thing I will add to it is we've seen an incredible amount of imports of organic products starting to come in. Those are primarily coming out of Romania, Ukraine, India, and China. So while our U.S. dollar is not helping the U.S. farmer export, it is helping those folks import. And we would greatly appreciate seeing more production domestically so that we're not having to buy it overseas.
The inelasticity of the price of organic grains is very likely tied to the limited supply that is available. I'm wondering if there are certain spaces in the state of Illinois that are better capable of producing organic grains simply because of their location, meaning they're located near some place like Cerro Gordo, or they're near Mattoon, or other places that have the ability to process and move these products.
Sure. You know, on-farm storage is probably more important in an organic production system because you don't have an elevator every 5 to 7 miles like we do in much of Illinois to conveniently deliver at harvest. As far as area goes, not so much. You can go anywhere. We buy from Colorado to Pennsylvania and everywhere in between. A lot out of Nebraska, a lot out of Iowa, and a lot out of Indiana. So it does travel. If you think about basis and basis spreads in the conventional market, it's very tight. You're going to be within pennies, and it's a very efficient market. As you move into organics, it's a very inefficient market, and it's more about who you know and how you know where to get those prices. So it's nothing to put $1, $1.50 a bushel worth of freight against these and still make it economically work.
And finally, just in the last couple of minutes here, we probably ought to talk about the efficient market, that for corn and soybeans as they're traded in Chicago, and wheat. What's your take on those marketplaces at this point?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A week ago, we saw the CFTC report a new record short in both soybeans and wheat. We are heavily short on corn, but not quite a record yet. So very interesting to see yesterday's numbers. The U.S. numbers weren't terribly exciting, but I would like to highlight that world stocks of both corn and soybeans were down. So we know that for a while the U.S. has been uncompetitive in the export market. We all know about what's happened in Argentina with their legal changes and the large supply, as well as what appears to be a good crop growing in South America. So we have some headwinds to face there, but it was really nice to see a drawdown in world stocks, even if we are swimming in it domestically. Another interesting point, it's a takeaway, the December change from December to January saw corn production down, but ended up with ending stocks slightly higher, which implies a little bit of decrease in demand, and I think that has to come in the exports. So be interesting to see what happens in the coming 6 months, but it doesn't look like we have a real opportunity to turn on an export program unless we see some currency valuation changes.
So your bottom line is the cure for Low prices is low prices, especially on the world marketplace.
No, that's right. We're getting some demand creation here. It's nice in a way to see the hog herd expanding nationally. We're actually starting to see a few ethanol plants and biodiesel plants start to expand again. It's been a while since we've seen that. Even though it's tight margins, we're seeing a little bit of expansion there. So biggest things to watch right now are weekly export sales as well as the fund position coming off a record short soy and wheat.
Thank you so much. That, of course, is Wyatt Muse. He's from Clarkson Grain, joins us here in Woodstock at the Transitioning to Organic Grains Production Conference. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.